When we were working on Spaceship Warlock, we were approached by some people to do, who were interested in having us work on some sort of David Bowie project. And this was a long time ago. And we were doing Spaceship Warlock. We didn't want to do that. And early on in this project, we were approached by American Zoetrope, Francis Ford Coppola's company, to do a Dracula CD-ROM. And we were working on Total Distortion. We want to establish our own identity here. We don't want to become a service bureau to the stars. And we've been musicians. We're very talented in the areas that we work in. And we want to devote it to our own ideas and creations. I mean, that's as simple as that. It would be later, maybe, when we have a bigger team and we have more time, we might think about working with big stars. But for now, we're perfectly happy with our product. I mean, we're very happy to compare Total Distortion with any of the other products that come up that have star material behind them. So I think that stars are going to bring more press into this. They're going to bring more people to be aware of what's going on in CD-ROM and help expand the market. I think it's a very positive thing.
To some extent, for instance, that Todd Rundgren has already tried to do that, but that the focus still remains on him, because what he's saying is, here, I created this stuff, now you can play around with it, you know. Here, I'm making my Lego set, now you do something else with it. But I think that, I don't know. I mean, there are some programs available that enable you to sort of create your own music, interactively. I think that there's a real difference between, just because I have a piano doesn't mean that I'm Vladimir Horowitz. It means that I may want to listen to Vladimir Horowitz play the piano, and it also means that I like to play the piano, but they're two different experiences. I'm not sure that the listener, especially the of sort of mass market pop or rock music or whatever you want to call it, necessarily wants to create it themselves. There is a small market of people who do, and I encourage them. I'm not saying there's, I think that that's wonderful, but I think that that's a really different activity. In Capitol Records, if you're sitting at home and playing the guitar, or you're playing computerized, a CD-ROM version of a guitar, I don't think that you're necessarily going to get a recording contract for that, and I think that's the way it should be.
I totally underestimate, and I think our company did, the appeal of star power. The ability of just having the name of Prince or Bob Dylan or, Peter Gabriel or, an actor or whoever on a product, pulls product. So by default, having a star associated with your product is going to help it sell. And then you wrap your marketing campaign around that.